the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it a religion or a disease? An American psychiatrist calls it audiophilia.
Well, hello again, fans of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, produced here in Hamilton, New Zealand at Free FM, our region's community access radio station, supported by New Zealand On Air. This is episode 449 of Retrospect, and regular listeners will know that I dive deep in the rabbit hole hunting out obscure 60s garage material from all over the world, but often that means I ignore or even forget about the big names in garage rock. Garage rock, by definition, is obscure music, but there were a number of bands who either crossed over to some extent or are just considered pioneers or the most important bands of the genre. Many of them appeared on that Great Nuggets compilation. So this episode, we are taking material from some of the better known bands. And we began doing that with the Kingsmen from Portland, Oregon. They had 11 singles on the charts between 1963 and 1968, five consecutive albums. But we took one from their sixth album, released in 1966. It veered more towards reliable pop and R&B standards and some self-written songs, but it was the first Kingsmen album to not make the Billboard LP chart. But I do love the Kingsmen's cover of the track we started the show with, Wild Thing.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I think that I love records.
Well, here's a band out of Bergenfield, New Jersey, formed 1964, best known for this track. I've seen it described as a Beatles sound-alike, and I'd never thought of it that way. Judge for yourself. This is the Knickerbockers with Lies.
Lies, lies, you're telling me that you'll be true. Lies, lies, that's all I ever get from you. Tears, tears, I shed a million tears for you. Tears, tears, and now you're loving someone new. Said someday, someday you're gonna be lonely, but you won't hand me around. Lies, lies, breaking my heart.
This is Eric from Philadelphia in the USA. I might have been born in the 80s, but retrospect is my portal back to the 60s.
Just like me.
That's three selections from fairly well-known 60s garage bands. The Knickerbockers lies top of the set. Then Paul Revere and the Raiders. Mainstream success in the second half of the 60s through to the 70s, they sort of veered from garage rock into very much the popular end of psychedelia. But among all the pop stuff, they had some real great nuggets, Paul Revere and the Raiders. So we had their debut from late 1965, Just Like Me, a worthy inclusion. Then the band that for many will epitomize 60s garage punk. From Tacoma, Washington, huge influence on later music, particularly punk bands, the Sonics, with their classic Psycho. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, here's a band out of Chicago, formed in 1964, but they shared their name with a band out of the UK. Did you know that? They called the Amboy Dukes. They were based in Detroit. Had one hit single, Journey to the Center of the Mind, but this is my favorite from this band, fronted by Ted Nugent with many, many backing musicians. Anyway, the Amboy Dukes, Baby Please Don't Go.
please don't go. Please don't go out to New Orleans. You know I love you so, baby, please don't go. But you might not talk. You might not talk. You might not talk. Get the county farm. You hear the sheriff is on, baby, please don't go.
Revolutionary idea is in the making. Students of the new instrument create weird and unique music.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
In the heat of the day, down in Mobile, Alabama, I'm working on a railroad with a steel driving hammer. Got to get some money, buy some brand new shoes. Try to find somebody, take away these blues. Cause she don't love me, here, singing in the sun. A payday is coming when the work is out.
Right now on the Bill Deal Show, here on a Sunday afternoon, an early Sunday eve, we're going to be checking with the trash men, because right at this very minute, they're ready to report. And so let's get a WDGY trash men report. The trash men are on tour in the United States, their first major tour of the United States. And on the trash men's agenda, California, the great Pacific Northwest cities, you'll hear exclusive reports from the scene on WDGY. Well, hi there. We're ready with another WDGY Trashman's report. And which trash man is this?
This is Tony.
Well, Tony Andreessen. And where are you phoning from, Tony?
Pismo Beach, California.
When'd you get in there?
Last night.
Well, Tony, are you playing tonight, or are you just getting settled and getting into the area?
We're going to drive to Los Angeles tonight, and we play in Los Angeles tomorrow night. Sacramento Wednesday.
And a lot of the fellows and girls have been asking me to ask the trash men, as you travel across the country, do you notice whether the fellows and gals dance any differently in the areas where you've been on tour, different from what they dance here?
Oh, yes. And every state varies. It's mostly the same. Of course, out here in California, there's a lot of dances that we haven't got yet in Minnesota.
Such as what, Tony?
Well, the dog is real big here.
And surfing, too?
Surfing is, it isn't as big as it used to be. The music's hot.
Get me wrong, I said I liked some of those sounds. There's a good deal I don't like and wouldn't dream of defending. I don't like volume for its own sake, or the way the words are often drowned out by drums and amplifiers. I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Hey, don't!
with Retrospect episode 449, and this week I'm sharing some of the great material from some of the better known 60s garage bands. So, four there. We had the Amboy Dukes, Baby Please Don't Go. Then the Shadows of Night, out of Chicago. They melded Chicago blues with music from the Yardbirds, the Animals, the Stones, released three albums in their first 5 years of existence. The Shadows of Night with Let It Rock. Then out of Minneapolis, the Trashmen. Along with contemporaries the Astronauts, been described as the premier landlocked Midwestern surf group of the 1960s. Took their name from a song called Trash Man's Blues, written by Minneapolis musician Kai Ray, who later wrote songs for the Trashmen. Very big band, but in reality, aside from their huge hit Surfin' Bird, they had pretty limited success. But they had lots of attempts to cash in on that success, including tracks such as the Bird Dance Beat and the track we had, Bird Diddly Beat, from the Trashmen. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook. Then, I think one of the most important 60s garage tracks, Hey Joe, by San Fernando Valley's The Leaves, best known for that track, and that is the earliest release of that song. Most music fans would go, Hey Joe, yeah, that's that Jimi Hendrix track. No, The Leaves were first, began playing surf and dance music at parties, and their first actual live show was in a school gym with none other than Captain Beefheart and his magic band. The Leaves, Hey Joe. Global Garage, coming up next. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Well, in this episode, we're looking at the best known 60s garage bands, but we've got to fit some global garage in. So this set is Japanese group sounds bands. If you're not familiar with group sounds or GS or G sound, it's a genre of Japanese music. It fused Kyokyoku music with Western rock music. It really emerged immediately following the Beatles' performance at the Budokan in 1966, so hugely influenced by British beat music. Great bands, the Tigers, the Tempters, the Mops, there's a bunch of them. Three of them coming up now, starting off with the Rangers. This is Let's Go, Rangers.
Kagayake hikari o abite wakai nakama tachi ゆく手に真っ赤な太陽が燃える燃える燃える若い心に広がるぜ夢がいつかは素敵な恋もする若さ弾む Let's go がやけ夢を乗せて若い仲間たち行く手に真っ赤な太陽が燃える燃える燃える若い力を駆け寄せ明日もいつかは素敵な恋もする 若さん 踊る Let's go 若さん 踊る Let's go 若さん 踊る Ranger
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
How warm you are, my love. Phil Gray's
retrospect.
諦めない君だけだよ。いつまでも待つのさ。今日もまたくれたけど、空にはまた昇る。諦めない。 いつまでも待つのさ。今日もまたくれたけど、空にはまた昇る。諦めない。諦めない。諦めない。僕寂しい。 君会いたい、君会いたい。明日こそ帰ると信じてる僕なんだ。空にはまた昇る。諦めない。諦めない。諦めない。
And that's three Japanese group sound selections. The Rangers, Let's Go Rangers. Then one of the big group sounds bands, the Spiders, formed Tokyo 1961 with Teardrops. And then thirdly, and picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook, I think my favorite group sounds band, the Golden Cups, formed 1966 in Yokohama, introduced a fuzz box into their music. We took the B-side for their first single from June 1967 called Hiwa Mata Noboru. Japan's the Golden Cups.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, we've had American garage, we've had Japanese group sounds. The other country so often written about when you look at the very origins of 60s garage punk or even punk music in general is Peru. So let's have three tracks from Peru. Three great bands regularly appear here on Retrospect. We're starting off with a band out of Lima, Peru, one of the most successful groups from Peru. This is Los Yorks, and this is Abrazame Baby.
Now! Abraça!
na 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 no baby. No 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 baby. No 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 no.
Better now than ever before.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
We'll be right back.
tiempo de explicar. Lo siento mucho, pero ahora tengo que esto arreglar. Tú ya conmigo no combinas, mejor ni volver a intentar. Ni resolver es un enigma para continuar. No quiero más de tu amor, no pienses que soy un ruin. Voy a buscar otro amor porque tú eres para mí, no eres para mí. No más palabras de cariño, ya no hay motivos para hablar. Te beso tan indiferente, ¿por qué? ¿Por qué me hace pensar? Yo siento que estoy perdiendo mi amor que tengo para dar. Decide pronto a quién querer, contigo debo terminar. No quiero más de tu amor.
And that is three of the many great Peruvian 60s garage bands. Los Yorks, Abrazame Baby, top of that set. Then, classic, from Los Psychos. Also from Lima, Peru, pioneers in punk rock. Six singles between 1965 and 1966, and I think that's the best known one. Demolición, from Peru's Los Psychos. Thirdly in the set, Los Shanes. Adopted a more psychedelic sound. Formed 1963, inspired by The Shadows and The Beatles. It's a common story. But another example of one of the bigger Peruvian rock bands, four studio albums and a film soundtrack to a Mexican film called Las Psychedelics. Los Shanes, No Eres Para Mí. Back in a moment with some tracks from right here in New Zealand.
But to whom do you feel that these are particularly harmful?
Oh, I think obviously the younger generation, and in this town we've got a number of boys' schools and girls' schools, and I cannot believe that these can be any else but harmful for them.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Well, there is one man in the history of New Zealand music who had such a significant career, he got awarded an Order of the British Empire Award from the Queen. He is Mr. Ray Columbus. He fronted Ray Columbus in The Invaders' big hit called She's a Mod. After disbanding The Invaders, he went to the States for 2 years, married an American citizen, got his green card, flew to San Francisco, had a few solo outings before linking up with a band called the Newcastle Five. They renamed that band to the Art Collection, and in early 67, they recorded a fantastic single called Kick Me. Let's check that out. Ray Columbus and the Art Collection with Kick Me.
Somebody kick me, I think I'm dreaming. Kick me,
Great 60s garage punk. That's a little mini set of New Zealand tracks. Ray Columbus and the Art Collection with Kick Me, followed by another significant New Zealand band, the La-Di-Das, formed in 1963. Significant success here in New Zealand and in Australia before splitting in 1975. But back in January 1966, they came across a track from the Changin' Times. La-Di-Das recorded a demo, then recorded it and signed for Zodiac Records. It was one of their first big hits. It's called How Was the Air Up There? It was originally done by the Changin' Times in the States. So that's it for episode 449. American Garage, Japanese Group Sounds, Peruvian Garage, and some tracks from here in New Zealand by way of the States. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. Next one released in a week's time. Hope you'll join me for that too. I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook, and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.